This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Oh, Jade, I feel like every time you and I get together, I am learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
This morning we were just talking about what a gift registry is. And yeah. I thought it was something like lay-by or something.
Well, it's because Beck from Beckfest had posted something on the Different Strokes Facebook page about a Lego spice rack.
Ooh.
And said an engagement present for Jade. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll definitely make sure we put that on the gift registry.
I'm just like, what on earth is a gift registry? Like, how does it work?
Well, basically, you know, when you're getting married or whatever, you go through a store and you go, these are all of the items that I'm interested in. And you put them on a list and then the store keeps them aside, you know, the list for you. And then the people who are going to the party or whatever go in and say,
yeah,
hey, what does so-and-so want?
And what's then, on the list?
What's
yeah.
on the list?
That's a really good idea. That's very clever. Because you don't want somebody rocking up with a blender. Not just somebody, but like 15 people rocking up with blenders.
Blenders or toasters. Always that common thing.
Yeah, I know. So that's a really clever thing. I'll be really pressed, though, if I go into the store and try to get you something and somebody else has already beaten me to it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, you know, have a situation where I'm doing some sort of treasure hunt, some sort of amazing race style dash, you know, to like 17 different stores to try to find your present and realize that everyone has already bought it. I mean, I might have to pop out of a cake or something just to make it special.
I don't think we're going to have a gift registry. I think, you know, a terrarium will be good enough, right?
A terrarium. Yeah, it's a terrarium. We're going to talk about terrariums, actually, on our show today, because this has been, like, my obsession of late. You know, it's taken over everything. I think I'm thinking more about terrariums these days than I am about Beyonce.
Yeah.
Which is very worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Send help immediately.
You say that it's about pop artist, but character. Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
Oh, Jade, are you ready for this?
I am ready.
This week's music pick of the week is courtesy of yourself.
Yeah.
And you've gone with a track by Wild Bell.
Yes, Wild Bell. They're a Chicago-based, I think they're now living in New York, but Chicago brother and sister team. They've just released their debut album in the US. I'm not sure if it's out here in Australia yet, which is called Isles. And the first single from the album Isles is the song that I have as my music pick of the week, which is called Keep You. Dave, Wild Bell, I've been reading some interesting things about the comparisons. I'm not really into Lana Del Rey.
Oh, I love Lana Del Rey.
But some people are saying some of their stuff sounds a bit like that.
Okay.
They've got this particular track, there's a lot of saxophone, there's some psychedelic type, you know, ethereal noise going on. And then in other tracks, there's been comparisons to Natalie, the lead singer, to Amy Winehouse. I don't find her to be as, you know, guttural, like, you know, the way that Amy Winehouse, you absolutely believed absolutely everything
she sang. Yeah.
I don't feel...
Because that's a true soul singer.
Yeah, yeah, I don't feel that as deeply in this.
Okay.
But it's, you know... It's
maybe it's a comparison of her vocal tones.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, she sounds a bit like Amy in that sense.
And it's a really interesting track because it's got all of these different kind of things happening, plus the sort of interesting vocals. It's very full in terms of a sound. But, yeah, I look forward to... I think you'll hear some sort of reggae influences in here.
I don't know what's going on here. This is just like... I've heard Lana Del Rey mentioned. I've heard saxophones mentioned. Yeah. I'm hearing reggae. I feel like I'm in for a real treat because I'm a huge music fan. And although a lot of people would know that I listen to pop music, what I really appreciate in a track is, you know, that kind of production that you're describing. Mm-hmm. I love hearing amalgamations of different styles and different musical influences from different eras, different cultures. I love world music, actually.
Yeah.
So anything that's that kind of hybrid just really excites me.
And I think you'll find, too, they come from that kind of jazzy style background. So they've got all of this stuff in there. You know how jazz often has that experimental stuff. But anyway, I've listened to the album. The album has... There's lots of like different things and influences coming in throughout. So I think, you know, if you don't necessarily like this song, you might find something in the other tracks that you like.
Joy 94.9.
Remember how I was telling you that my latest hobby / obsession is making terrariums?
Yeah.
It has come to a point now that I've made so many.
Yeah.
My desk is starting to fill up at work and, you know, at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it's probably time to start making them as gifts for friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you did mention that in your office, your new revamped office space, you and our podcaster Petro share, that you would like a terrarium. So I went out on the long weekend. It was a long weekend for me because I took the day off on Monday.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you guys, but it was a long weekend for me.
Mm-hmm.
I made a terrarium for you, Jade.
Okay.
So that's a present. I'm about to show you in a minute. You guys are going to, you know, going to see it on Twitter and Facebook because she'll probably post it there.
Yeah.
But just to explain to those of you who don't know what it is, terrariums are just, it's the trend right now, Jade. Is it just me?
It's a trend because you're doing it.
No, it's not. I promise you, it's not just me, Jade. I've been seeing people on Tumblr and Instagram.
Other people using the terrarium hashtag.
Yeah. I find my crazy people out there.
Yeah.
It makes me feel less alone. I may be, you know, the only one in my friendship group doing it, but I'm certainly not the only one. Trust me, Jade, making terrariums is the new trend.
Yeah.
It's a new thing to do, okay?
Yeah.
It's just not because I'm sad and alone and home on a Friday night with nothing to do.
Soon there'll be terrarium making workshops. It's, you know, it's going to hit the streets.
Yeah? It's going to hit the streets and everyone on your Instagram feed is going to be posting their own terrariums.
Right now, only hipsters are doing it. Is that right?
Well, I think only hipsters are doing it. So as soon as it goes mainstream, as soon as Ellen DeGeneres starts doing it, it's all over.
Well, you know, she's going to be in Melbourne Monday and Tuesday next week. Dave, maybe you should do a demo for her and see how it takes off from there.
Make Ellen a terrarium.
Yeah.
So a terrarium is a low-maintenance kind of indoor garden. It's usually your plants that are kept in clear plastic or glass containers. You can be as creative as you like with it. This is what I like about terrariums. You know, it can be an open terrarium or a closed one. So an open one could be like a fishbowl or something.
Mm.
You just put some gravel in there, chuck some soil in, put a cactus or some succulents, and just let it grow.
Yeah.
A closed one, you keep your tropical plants in there, something that, you know, likes that kind of humidity and moisture.
Yep.
So you do the same thing, chuck some gravel in, put some soil, put some plants in and seal it. You water it every now and then because the point is that, you know, the condensation and all that will keep the plant moist and happy.
Yep.
So I've made a variety. I've made open terrariums. I've made closed ones. I've got one with a Venus flytrap in it.
And don't you have, you've got like ones with Legos in it?
Yep, I do have ones with Legos in it as well. So you can get really creative. You don't just have to put plants in there. You can put moss, you can put rocks. I feel judgment coming from you. But
I thought maybe you just realised how sad you sounded.
Man, this is bad. Okay, I'm going to give you your present now.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for the present. I honestly am.
You're just glad it's somebody making you a terrarium and not you yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna present this now.
All right, okay.
Let me just get it from the corner.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you guys, transporting this terrarium, it's heavy. It's heavy, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to play ballads on the way into the station this morning because normally I would be strutting to dance music. I can't strut with a terrarium. No, I can't because I'll knock everything over.
And there's a challenge. Someone write a song that you can strut to while carrying a terrarium.
So this is for you, Jade.
Oh, thank you.
So just to let you guys know, I've picked a glass cookie jar. Mm-hmm. It's one of those airtight glass square containers. And Jade, because you go for the Bombers,
yep.
I've decided to not only use dark black potting mix, but also layer it with red pebbles.
It looks amazing.
So half of it is, you know, we've got red pebbles on one half and the other half is black. So it's got the red and black happening for your team. Mm-hmm. And I've picked three different types of plants to go in this terrarium. So I've got two different types of succulents. One of the succulent, I think, is called the jade plant, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And the other one is a portulaca. You can Wikipedia that in your own time, girl.
Yeah.
I'll leave you to that. And there's a Lego figure in there, which I've kind of created in your likeness.
Oh, thank you.
So it's a female Lego character with
a baseball cap.
With a cap. I didn't have short hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's sitting there with a glass.
Yeah, and a parrot.
And a parrot, which is very you, I think.
Yeah, I totally would have a parrot.
In any case, you can check out Twitter and Facebook. We're going to post a picture of it soon enough.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
And it's that time of the week where Jade comes through with her app review.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be something for me this week or what?
I think maybe, Dave.
Oh, my God. I just can't. I'm so overly connected already. I have so many apps on my phone already.
But I think this will be a bit more of an add-on to what you already do.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
So the app is called Repix.
Repix.
Yeah.
Dave. R-E-P-I-X. Yeah. Okay.
At this stage, only available on iOS, but it basically allows you to do photo editing, but painting as well.
Oh, God.
It's on your photos.
A little bit of Microsoft Paint action happening.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit.
Something a little low rent like
you've
that.
You've got, basically, you've got a bunch of filters that you can use. You can use like a cartoon filter, like a charcoal looking filter. You can add sort of blends and all of that kind of stuff to your existing pictures. So you can choose what pictures you want, but they do have to be from your photo stream or from your camera roll. It's like it's not
so you
like
can't
take a photo.
Ah, so you have to, you know, already have the photo there.
Have the photo. Take the photo and then add. It does have all of the hookups that you would expect. It hooks up to Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. If you are into making your photos look a bit more creative and arty, I think you might like this app.
My concern is I don't want it to look like some, and no offense to any grade fives listening.
Some grade five, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to look like some grade five artwork on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. So that, to me, it's like something, if you've actually got some artistic talent, I think that you can probably get something out of this app. For me, I can't use it because I don't have that sort of creative eye in terms of, you know,
so
making
your,
something
yours would
artistic.
Look a bit cheap.
Yeah, I think mine would look like it was from grade five had done it. Maybe even a grade two.
Just with finger painting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, my first finger paint or my first charcoal artwork, yeah, that's pretty much about
that's
what
kind
I
of
could,
level.
Yeah, I could contribute.
Okay, so I might even check out Repix to see what's going on there because I'm using Diptyk for a lot of, you know, my sort of extracurricular photo editing capacity stuff on my smartphone. Diptyk lets you, you know, do that montage of photos where you can have more than one photo and, you know, it can be grid format. You can change the margins. You can now add text and do your own filters in that as well. So they've upgraded it in the last 6 months so much that you can do so much in there. So it'll be interesting to see, do people even need desktop computers anymore to edit photos and do stuff like that?
I think we'll eventually
get... So many
get,
apps now.
I think we'll eventually get to that point where people are just kind of doing it on their phone, but then, you know, there will still be those traditionalists who stick to...
There will be professionals out there who can
like,
do the
you
right
know,
thing.
And initially, the traditionalists were just sticking to, like, I'm going to stick to film and, like, you know, black rooms and stuff. Now the traditionalists will be the people who have a desktop computer with, you know, Photoshop or whatever.
Correct.
But you can even get Photoshop now on your phone, Dave.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know about how helpful that would be. I'm sure it would take up a lot of space and memory.
Yeah. sure.
Yeah, just use Repix.
Yeah.
If it's grade 5 quality artwork you want, yeah, use Repix. No tea, no shade.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.